Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the DH, Otto Velez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jerry Garvin. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garvin, and towards Torres, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raider juggles the ball. That's an error on Raider. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Zdeb moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Zdeb moves to third. Patek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Torres trying to get to home. Zdeb throws the ball into Wei then who tags Torres, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 1 in the game. Wei then hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Velez reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to home to get Velez. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Torres goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zdeb for the out. Mayberry moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Staggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 3 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to third. Patek moves to second. Pete Vukovic now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Staggs. Zdeb scores. Patek scores. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Velez moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-3 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Velez moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell pinch hits for Hector Torres. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Howell reaches second base with a double. Velez scores. Fairley scores. Ault moves to third. It's 7-4, Royals. Dave McKay pinch runs for Roy Howell. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-4 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zdeb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Velez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.